Rabban. The Rabban brought the Bahag that since the Gabi Orla, Kafristan and Adapari, the Gabi Orla La Peru, the Gabi Brochanami La Peru, believe me, Kinley Berry Pates, the Berry Biadam. Yeah. And the Riff also, brings it. In Agamar, it's printed in the text of the Gemara, but Taisus already points out that it's a lotion of the Bahag. So Taisus asks on the Bahag. We only pass in that it's La Peru, that the Kafrisin are not a pre, that there's no Erla on the Kafrisin in Chutzlarts. Because in Chutzlarts, Kalamekalvarts, Halacha Kamaisi, Chutzlarts, in Chutzlarts, we know like Rabbi Akiva. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's more in the Gemara, that in Eretz Yisrael, the Kafrisin do have a din of Erla. And there it's so like Rabbi Lezer, that the Kafrisin are a pre. So brachas in dine brachas, there's no difference between dine brachas and Eretz Yisrael and dine brachas and chutzlarts. Even though I think in Eretz Yisrael they make a mitzvah and pizza, and in chutzlarts people make a mezainis and pizza, but that's a different thing. But that's no difference. So Taisus chaylik in the Bahag. So Ramban explains the pshat in the Bahag is that the Bahag learned up in the Gemara. That it's not that in Rebbe Lezer we paskin. It's not that in Eretz Yisrael we paskin definitively like Rebbe Lezer. It's a suffix. We don't have a hachor la'alocha. So in Chutz Lo'ed we make like Rebbe Kiva, and in Eretz Yisrael we're machmer like Rebbe Lezer. But the Gabi Brochus, since it's a suffix, we don't know if the Kafrisin are a bari piece or a bari piadama. So if it's a suffix, whether it's a bari piates or a bari piadama, then you should make a bari piadama, because even if it's a priates. But your yotzi with bari piadama, like the Mishnah says later on in daf mem, that al kulam that on peres ilan, if you made a bari piadama, your yotzi. So therefore, we make a bari piadama mi sofik, and that's the pshat in the Bahak. Emes the chayim ask, this is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that all of those things that grow on the tree, but the bruch is bari piadama. I can argue about the tomorrow is the olam. All those things that the etzim grow on a tree, but their bracha is only bari piadama. We talked the other day. Is it because of chesaron of das, or is it because it's not mafik peyra? But whatever it is, l'maisi we're in the sugyas that there are things that grow on a tree, but their bracha is bari piadama. As anadon, the various parts of the slap, which parts are bari piadama and which parts are bari piadama. So Magen Avraham says that in all of them, but even if you made a bari piadama, you'd say. If you did make a bari priyaz, it's not a sheker. It does grow on a tree. So you might say, if you made a, let's say on the olam, the olam of bari priyadama, the Magen Avraham says, if you made a bari priyaz on the olam, you would be yaisei. So they ask him the Magen Avraham from this Bahak, the way they're Ramban, they're asked by the way they explain the Bahak, that here you have kafrisin, it's a sofik, is it bari priyaz or bari priyadama? So the Bahag says, Misafik, you make a bari piadama. Why should you make a bari piadama misafik? Why is that better than... So the Ramban explains, because b'di'evad you yotzei bari piadama for sure. Lefi the Magen Avraham, b'di'evad you also yotzei bari piates. So my umay hai me hai, so why is bari piates a better option than bari piadama? Manushach, if it's really a piates, then the bari piadama is a b'di'evad. And if it's really a piadama, then bari piates b'di'evad is good enough. So either way, so it's just a suffix. So what does that have to do? What's found in the Ramban? What's pshat in this Ramban? It's the chayitz kashin the Magen Avraham. That's the element. The chayitz kashin the Magen Avraham. So I thought maybe can we challah. What's pshat in the Magen Avraham? What Ravon says, even if minadin, it's really a bari priyates. But Chazal and Masakin, even if minadin, it's a bari priyadama. But at the end of the day, it's not a sheker to say that it's priyates, because it does grow on a tree. Chazal is more Masakin for it, bari priyates. But it's not a sheker to say bari priyates. So I thought like this, and we already saw in that mem that there's a difference between failing to be mefaret and being mishanim and beis shetalu chacham. Right? If a person makes a bari pri adoma, I'm an apple. So it's not a mishanim. It's moving the gemara over there. That's not called mishanim beis shetalu chacham. Nobody says it. You're not yet. The Mishnah says beloishim chaylik. That the Mishnah says beloishim chaylik. That you're not. The Mishnah says beloishim chaylik. That you're yetsi. Made a bari pri adoma and a bari pri here. But on the other hand, if you make a shahakal on wine, so that's already called mishanim beis tovah chacham. So we said at the time the barichos that apparently there's a mitzvah of pirut. He's supposed to be mefarat up to the level Chazal required. So on an apple, he's supposed to be mefarat that it's bari pri eitz. On a tomato, he's supposed to be mefarat at least that it's a bari pri adama. On a chocolate bar, you don't have to be mefarat at all. Just say shahakal mia. Just say shakal niya bitvar. But if you fail to be mefarat, it's not called to be mishana beish tova chacham. But birchas alechem and birchas ayayin, where Chazal gave a special bracha to lechem and yayin, so that's already called. That's not called that you fail to be mefarat. The matbeish shetova chacham is that they should have a special bracha of their own. So al derech zeh, if you have something that's supposed to be a bari pri eitz and you made it in a bari pri adama, so that's the din of the Mishnah. So you're lacking in the mitzvah period, but you're not called the mishana beish tova chacham. On the other hand, if you have something that it's brachas bari pi adama, Chazal were misakin for it bari pi adama. Chazal didn't look at it as a priyetz, or they weren't misakin for it the bracha bari priyetz. They were misakin for it the bracha bari pi adama. So now, when you say on it a bari priyetz, you're doing not like the beish tova chacham. Chacham looked at it as a priyetz, not as a pri adama. So what's the mogen saying? Yeah, but it's not a lie. You're not saying a sheker. You are your mishabech the Rebbeinu Shlom for making this thing that grew on a tree, so it's not a lie, and it is a shemach to Rebbeinu Shlom. So you're making up like a brach of your own. It's like saying bracha kama noel pas zu baruch hamokim shibro. So that's mishana beish tovah chacham. So we paskin lemaisa that mishana beish tovah chachamim. That's the sugya. We paskin it on lechem and yayin. If you made a shachel, you are yotzi. So machalzim rafun was a rafun or Rav Nachman. Forget who it was over there. But what? So we pass like a Yechonin, that in such a case, since elsewhere it is a bracha, elsewhere Shachal Niyavidvari is a bracha, so even though when you make it in wine, you're Mishanim Beish Tov Acham, so we pass like a Yechonin. So the Mogadvam is going, La'alocha, Mishanim Beish Tov Acham is Yechonin. But it's still called the Mishanim Beish Tov Acham. So maybe it's good to Bahag. The Bahag is saying, here, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a Bari Piyetz or a Bari Piyadoma. If I'm making it a Bari Piyadoma, so that's a good bracha. I'm not a mishana beish tova chacham. I didn't do the mitzvah pirut, but I made a valid bracha. I wasn't mishana beish tova chacham. On the other end, if it's really a bari pri adoma and I'm making it a bari pri eitz, so that's not that I was machzir the mitzvah that I did too much pirut. I was mishana beish tova chacham. Chazal didn't look at this as a pri eitz; they looked at it as a pri adoma. So even though the words aren't a lie, but it's not the way Chazal were misakin Hilchas Bracha is supposed to be a pri eitz. We don't look at it as a pri. It's supposed to be a adoma. We don't look at it as a pri eitz. So that's your name of Shana. So if you have a choice, you don't know what it is. So which is worse? Which we don't know. Is this a pri eitz or is it a pri adoma? Kafrisin, Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer. We don't know what the halakha is. So what should you make on the kafrisin? Well, if you make a bari pri adoma, so you did the you did at least the matbeish tov chachamim. Maybe you were maxing the mitzvah pirut, but you weren't mishana beish tova chachamim. But if you're going to make a bari pri eitz, then maybe you're mishana beish tova chachamim, because maybe the loch is like Rabbi Kiva, that we don't look at it as a pri eitz. So says the Ramban, so maybe better to make a bari pri adoma. So I think that would be an answer for the Maghreb. Very from Poshut. The Goyin, and that halacha that we make a bari pri adoma and the kafisin, because it's a sophic whether loch is like Rabbi Kiva or like Rabbi Loza. The Goyin says a strange lashon. The Goyin says, because sofik brachas lahakal. You know, if it's a bari pri eitz or a bari pri adoma, so sofik brachas lahakal. That's a very, what does that mean? Sofik brachas lahakal. Sofik brachas lahakal means if I don't know whether or not, let's say I don't remember if I made a bracha, I have a chocolate, I'm in the middle of eating a chocolate bar, and say, one second, I don't remember if I made a bracha or not. So sofik brachas lahakal, you can keep eating, you don't have to make another bracha. Yeah, we saw some machai kishayim taisin daf yedale, but that's not loch. Sofik brach is loch. Or b'chas hamitzvah, I'm not sure if I made the brach or not. Sofik brach is loch. If sofik brach would be lahachmir, so then if you were in the middle of eating a chocolate bar and you suddenly remembered that you're not sure if you made a brach or not, so then you would make a brach. Lahachmir, we'd be machmir to make a brach. But we hold sofik brach is loch. So the Kohen says, by the same token over here, you make a bari piyadoma because sofik brach is loch. What does that mean? And if sofik brach would be lahachmir, you would make a bari piyates? But on that side that it's a pri adama, bari pri eitz is no good. What does that do? What in the world does that do with sofer brachas lahokel? Saying sofer brachas lahokel is mashma. Had it been that sofer brachas would be lahachmir, then you would have to make a bari pri eitz. But because sofer brachas is lahokel, so you only have to make a bari pri adama. What does that mean? And if sofer brachas would be lahachmir, you would still only make a bari pri adama, because if you, a bari pri adama never mind the Magen Avraham and the Hezbollah said before, with the Magen Avraham, without the Magen Avraham, it's clearly Mavur in the Ramban that you make a Bari Pri Adama because Bari Pri Adama is safe. At Bari Pri Adama, for sure you're Yaitzi. That's the Mishnah. Bari Pri Eitz, maybe you're not Yaitzi. Yeah, with the Magen Avraham, you are Yaitzi, but you're Shana Beish Tovah Chum. I don't have to get into that again. We'll put that on the side. But Akoponim, the reason why you make a Bari Pri Adama is not because we're Mekil. The reason why you make a Bari Pri Adama is because if you make a Bari Pri Eitz, maybe that's not the right bracha. But if you were asked, if you make a Bari Pri Adama, but yeah, but it's the right bracha. So what in the world does it have to do with the rule? What in the world does it have to do with the rule that Sofer Brachas Lahokel? It's a very shver guy. Sofer Brachas Lahokel, it's like akin to the din that Sveikah the Rabbanu Lekula. If you're not sure if you did a mitzvah, let's say you're not sure if you took Lulav and Esrei. So Yom Tov Rishon is dry, so you have to take it again. Yom Tov Sheni is Rabban, you don't have to take it again. That's Sofik is Sekhid Rabban Lakul. Sofik Brach is Lakul, so Al Derech Zeh. You're not sure whether or not you made a Brach. You don't have to make another Brach. Sofik Brach is Lakul. But over here, you're not making a Bari Pi Adama because we're lenient with you. We're saying you don't have to be Machme to make a Bari Pi Eitz. Bari Pi Eitz is no good because Bari Pi Eitz might not work. Bari Pi Adama for works for sure. I was thinking about this guy. Maybe he could say like this. We mocked him. There's a tour. You know what's going on. I have to answer this because I don't know what's going on. Hello? Yeah, is this an emergency? Yeah, is it an emergency? I'm in Shir.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. The Torah says that in Eretz Yisrael, we're machmir. In Chutzlo, it's make like a bikiva. That only the avyonis are arla, and everything else is not arla. So he's the zayik is avyonis vayichlas akafisin. In Chutzlo, it's we're the Gemara. In Chutzlo, it's we're machmir, not like a bikiva, like a lezer presumably. That there's a din of arla not only on the avyonis but on the kafisin also. So the Torah says that in Eretz Yisrael, we're machmir in dini arla. That there's Arla on the Avyonis and the Kafrisin and the Tmaris. There's Arla on the Tmaris too. That doesn't say anything more. The Torah assumes that just like in Chutz La'aretz, since we're Machma like Rabbi Elazar in Eretz Yisrael, just like in Eretz, since in Eretz Yisrael we're Machma like Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar said that you're Maaser the Avyonis and the Kafrisin and the Tmaris. So there's Orla and the Avyonis and the Kafisin and the Tmaris. So what's Shver in the Torah? What's Shver in the Torah? Right. Tmaris is a Bari Pi Adama. Presumably, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Utva, they all say the Rabbi Elazar is the Tan of the Brisa. The Tan of the Brisa says that we have no reason to think that he's not like the Tmaris are. The Tmaris are Bari Pi Adama, they're not Bari Pi Eitz. So mice are fine. Mice, we didn't mice Yerek, like the Ramban explains. But the Tamaris is we didn't mice Yerek, not we didn't mice Yerek. So if it's it's a pri adam, it's not a pri eis. And arla is only a pri eis. No arla on your rabkas. Arla is only a pri eis. You have to say in the Torah that the Torah held that the tomorrow's that Rabbi Lezer holds you have to be ma'asi the tomorrow's not midin ma'asi Eric, midin ma'asi Ilon. That it's a Ilon. It's Paris a Ilon. No, it's not like the Ramban. The Ramban says that Rabbi Lezer holds that the Tzlaf is not just an Ilon. It's also a Yerek. It's not only an Ilon. It's Yesh Bedorachim Shavali Ilon and Yesh Bedorachim Shavali Yerek. And therefore, you could have Maisi Yerek in a Tzlaf. You could have Maisi Ilon in a Tzlaf, and you could also have Maisi Yerek. I think the Torah is Chaylik. And the Torah holds that Lekuli Alma, the Tzlaf is an Ilon. Not like Vishami, the Tzlaf is an Ilon. Since you see, as the Neolo, the Tzlaf is an Ilon. And in an Ilon, the Peir is an Ilon, what a Chayiv and Orla. And if there's meiser from the if there's meiser on the tomorrows, it must be that the tomorrows have a din of Paris Eitz, a Paris Eilon. So they have meiser Eilon, and they have Orla. That's why the tomorrows have Orla. The same way they have meiser, the Slaf is the Eilon, and maybe the Torah shares the Ramban's assumption that in an Eilon there's no meiser Eric from an Eilon, in an Eilon there's only meiser Eilon. So if there's ma'aser from the tomorrow, it must be that's fair. It's not like the Ramban that if there's a din ma'aser from the tomorrow, it must be that the tomorrow's have a din of pri ha'ilon. They're pri ha'itz, and that's why they have a din ayola. Well, if they're pri ha'itz, then why in the world should you make them a bari pri adama? So let's get Mizong. What could we say? No, he's going to Rabbi Lezer. What? No, but I don't think then he would have to paskin. Then the tour would have to paskin that you make kind of the bury. He's saying Dina Arlo, we paskin like Dina Arlo, we're machmal like Rabbi Lezer. But maybe it's a suffix among three tanoim. So in brachos we make okay, you can make a complicated case like that. And maybe also it's three tanoim. And we're machmer like a blesser that the tomorrow's a priya ilon, but we're also machmer like the town of the brisa that the tomorrow's a priya adama. Yeah, I hear you. That could be. Yeah.
Maybe to say Rebbe Lezer himself was misafak whether they were priya adama, so that in bracha he held that they were priya adama, but in the world he held that you have to.
Yeah, okay, but that's a lot to say, like mechatesa. I hear maybe because the town of the brisa is Rebbe Lezer,
yeah.
And yet you mean master the tomorrow, so much Rebbe Lezer himself had a suffix. Okay, but what else could we say?
Maybe this is the Graz invocation of the Sefek Tarachola Akadim, because by Orla and Maaser, which are both Deoraitad, he says you should be Maaser and you should have been Orla, but he wasn't really sure. Maybe these are Yerek, so we say, but for the Graz of the Belacha, we say the more general one to Yosef.
I mean, that's a difference, not so different than what Sage is saying later. Rebbe Lezer himself had a suffix. So, I think something else. Yeah.
Because Sofal Hakshas, so maybe you
should only ever do that one. Oh, Sofal Hakshas. So I want to say maybe I'll derech say without even saying so far as that the Torah held that in brachos that the reason why you only make a bari pri eitz on the of Yoinis and the Kafrisin, and on the Tomorrow's and the Olam, you don't make a Bari Pei, it's rather a Bari Pei Adama, is not because the Tomorrow's are not a Pri Heitz. The Tomorrow's are a Pri Heitz. You see, they have Dinei Olam, the Torah says they have Dinei Olam according to Rosa. They have Meiser Elon. It's because they're not Choshev enough that you should be Mefaret, that Chazal should be Mesakin, the Bracha Mefuretes of Bari Pei Heitz. The degree of pirut, this is a Rashi Naflam test that I mentioned in the past, that tiknu bracha chashuva l'dvarim chashuvim. The degree of pirut is connected to the degree of chashivus. So chazal were misak in the bracha chashuva bar priyates for the chashuva parts of the tree. But the parts of the tree that are not so chashuv, even though they are priyates, but since they're not chashuv, they don't warrant the bracha mefuretes of bar priyates. And it's enough to say they're more general bracha bar priyadoma. And how will we define chashivus? Mistam will define chashivus by noti in shiadai to the hachi. Since people's primary kavana when they plant the tzlaf is only for, like we already saw in Rishonim, that there's a difference between the primary kavana and the secondary kavana. So in the Ramban, that's how you read the Gemara. The primary kavana is adai to the pircho. It's for, let's say, for the avyonis and for the kafisin. The tmaris in the olim is only a secondary kavana. So that doesn't mean, up till now, we had decided maybe primary kavana and secondary kavana, maybe that has to do with defining what's the priyas and defining what's the priya adoma. What there's a primary kavana for, like we said in the Rishonim, that there's a yan, like we said in the those Rishonim say that anshug you make a bari priyas, because they hold that the kavana, the notin shiadai to dochi, makes it a priyas. And if it's not dait to the hochi, then it isn't a priya eitz. Then it's just a priya adama. Then just the eitz itself, it's just a priya adama. I think the tour would say the same thing, but he would say it in a different nusach. Not that if you don't have kavana for it, it's not a priya eitz. It is a priya eitz. About it's a priya eitz. You take it has dina erla, but it's not the chashuva part of the eitz, and therefore it doesn't warrant a bracha that's so specific of bari priya eitz. You'll make a more general and less specific bracha of bari priya adama, because after all, every priya eitz is also priya adama. So then the two is valid. Rebbe Elazar's taka the tana of the brisa, that the tana of the brisa holds that everything over here is a peri, everything here is a peri, and since it's all a peri, and if it's a peri, and it's tlaf is a ilun, then it's a priya ilun, and you make it a bari priya eitz. Either Tana the Brisa makes distinctions between Bari Pei and Bari Pei Adama. Yeah, those are distinctions in the chashivas of the various parts of the tzlaf. But in Yinorlo, it doesn't matter if it's chashiv or it's not chashiv. Kol Zman, it's a priyates, then it has Dina Yorlo. So as long as B'mitzias, it's a priyates, it has Dina Yorlo. So B'mitzias, the Tmoris are a priyates, and they have Dina Yorlo. It's a whole different take on the Gemara. It'll come out, L'fi the tour. There's a lot of different takes in the Gemara. It's a little bit confusing because there's so many different shittas here in Rishonim, you get one straight, and then all of a sudden you throw in another one. We just got the Ramban straight, now being thrown a whole different shittah. But I think it's a whole different take in the Gemara, that the Torah read up in the Gemara that the Nidin between Rabbi Kiva and Belezer is not like the Ramban. Is it a Elon or is it a Yerik? The Tzlaf is a Elon. Rabbi Elezer holds, but the only thing that's a pri is the Avyonis. Nothing else is a pri. And Rebbe Elazar says, no, everything is a pri. All three things are all of it's a pri. Yeah, the olam is in the different dina, but everything else over here is a pri. And if it's a pri, it's a pri elon. And if it's a pri elon, then it has a mice elon, and it has dina yorla. And that's the tan of the brisa, so that everything that's left is a pri. The tan of the brisa says that this is a pri eitz and this is a pri adama. Yeah, that's nothing to do with Orla and Maisa. That's a different issue entirely. Which parts of the Tzlaf deserve the bracha mifuretis of Bari Priyates, and which parts of the Tzlaf only deserve a more general bracha, more generic bracha, Bari Priyadama? Mainly the Tur is Gavalik, says the Tur, that since we paskin in Eretz Yisrael like Rebbe Elazar, so according to Rebbe Elazar, that there's Maisa from all different parts of the Tzlaf, except for the Olam, but everything else is Maisa. And he took for granted that it's an Ilun that's Tzlaf, and there's no Maisa Yerik from an Ilun. It's all Priya Ilun. It's all payers that the Ilan produces. This is more chashuv. This is less chashuv, but it's all payers Ilan. So mail it all has dinei ol. But you still make a bari pei adama, and the tmaris still make a bari pei adama because they're not so chashuv. This guy, by the way, would shed light on the Magen Avraham, who says that b'di'evet, if you made a bari pei ha'etz on the tmaris, then you're yotzei. Not just because, you know, in Lashon B'nei Odom, it grows on a tree. Even in Chazal's, it really is a priyates. It has dinei ola. The tamaris have dinei ola, so why shouldn't we be able to make them a bari priyates? Chazal didn't think it's chashu enough to deserve a bari priyates. But if you made a bari priyates, it's a good bracha.
Why do we make a bari priyates on Kafrisa?
The feed the tour, since the kafrisin, according to the Tan of the Brisa, since maybe halachas like Rabbi Kiva, and according to Rabbi Kiva, the kafrisin are not a peri at all. So why isn't chapel need the dvar? You have to now say that Lefi Rabbi Akiva, it's not a pre, it's not a peri at all. Well, if it's not a peri at all, it should be shahakol. It's a l'shamano that according to Rabbi Akiva, you make a shahakol a melachis. That's the kind of problem here. If we're saying that everything that goes on the tzlaf is a pre-hates, just in brachas, there's more chashiv and less chashiv, but be'etzim, it's all the pre-hates according to Belezer. So what does Rabbi Akiva hold? What does Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva says that there's only Arlo on the Avyonis. And it's more the Gemara that he's chalik in the Tan of the Braisa. So the Gemara said the Tan of the Braisa is against Rabbi Akiva. Who the Omer can get Rabbi Akiva? The Tan of the Braisa is not like Rabbi Akiva. So the Tan of the Braisa is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Why is the Tan of the Braisa not like Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva thinks the Kafrisin don't have Arlo. And the Tan of the Braisa thinks that you make it in a very pre-aids. Like, why don't we say the opposite? Just according to Belezer, something could be a Priya Ilon, and yet it's a Bari Priya Dhamma. So why don't we say according to Belezer, according to Rabbi Akiva, something could be not a Priya... No, that doesn't make sense. Is there a problem here? Maybe. I'm not sure there's even a problem. Rabbi Akiva holds the Kafrisin don't have Arla. Why don't the Kafrisin have Arla? Oh, that's sharp. Why, according to Rabbi Akiva, why don't the Kafrisin have Arla? Until now, I thought, because he doesn't think they're the Priya Ilon, and they're, he doesn't think they're Priya Eitz, they're the Priya Adoma. He thinks that the Kafrisin don't have the status of a Priya Eitz, they have the status of a Priya Adoma. But the Fila Tur L'Chari, everything that goes on the tree, Be'etzim is a Priya Eitz. At least in Rav Lezer, you see that way. Anything that goes on the tree is Be'etzim a Priya Eitz. It has Dine, it has Maisa Ilon, it has Maisa Yer. All right, maybe B'zeh Gufa, Rabbi Kiva's Chalik. Rabbi Kiva thinks not everything that goes on the tree is a Priya Eitz. Only the Ikar Priya is the Priya Eitz. Everything else is only like a Yerah. It's like the Gufa Eitz. Yeah, that's what I have to say. Then, what?
Whatever distinction Rabbi Elazar is going to make between Olim and everything else, wouldn't that just be the Chiluk that Rabbi Akiva makes between Avyonis and everything else?
Yeah, that could also be that. Maybe just like Rabbi Elazar thinks that the Olim are not even edible enough to have Chiyuv Maaser. So maybe Rabbi Akiva thinks that Kafrisin aren't edible enough to have a Chiyuv Maaser. Yeah, that could also be. That could be. Maybe that's easier. Maybe Rabbi Akiva just thinks that the Kafrisin are not choshev enough to have chiyuv meiser at all. And even the Torah Sevim, even the Torah for that matter. Okay, that's good. So it's going to go on. Oh, wait, one more.
Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who is the author of the Braisa, wouldn't you have to say that now that Kafrisin are so chashav that he established a bracha of three pre-aids? Doesn't it seem to say that Kafrisin are chashav, even if they are a pre, to deserve that bracha?
I think he thinks that they are. Rabbi Eliezer thinks that since Rabbi Eliezer is the Tan of the Braisa, he thinks that the Kafrisin are so chashav that they're chashiv enough. It is a little bit strange. According to Belezer, Kafrisin are more chashiv than Tamaris. They're Bari Pri Eitz, and Tamaris are only Bari Pri Adama. And according to Rabbi Akiva, no, it's not sure. According to Rabbi Akiva, he just thinks that none of these things are chashiv enough to even have Dinei Ola, much less a bracha Bari Pri Eitz. They don't even have Dinei Ola. They're all like Olam. Everything is like Olam. Rabbi Akiva holds everything is like Olam. Kitzur, Rabbi Akiva holds everything is everything else except for the Avyonis, the Kafrisin, and the Tamaris. Rabbi Akiva holds they're all on the level of Olam Alibud Rabbi Elazar, which means that they're so not Choshev that they don't warrant Meister at all. They don't warrant even Arla at all. Which is a chiddush because Arla is a deraisa, mela meisiyarek is a derabbanan. They don't even warrant Arla at all. But for brachas, they would still be a priya adama. For brachas, they would still be like the rosh that maybe osman hanis min olam is ebalei bracha. They're considered. No, they're. Yeah, that's okay. Actually, I think it works. It works. Well, that works fine. The two will go in this regard. In this regard, the two will be like the rosh. That Rabbi Eliezer holds the olam aren't edible, so they don't warrant dini meiser at all. And dini olam, for that matter, they're not edible. They don't warrant dini meiser. Not because meiser because they're abanim. They don't even warrant dini olam. They're not choshev at all. But for brachas, also onus min olam is ebalei brachas. So we can't say they're not a food at all. And once they're a food, they're a pri adam. And Rabbi Kiva says this: what Rabbi Eliezer thinks about olam, Rabbi Kiva thinks about the tamaris and kafrisin too. That they're so not choshev that they don't warrant meiser and orla at all. But for bracha, also honest min olam is ebalei bracha. But it wouldn't be a bari peis then; it would only be a bari pei adam. But that's Rabbi Kiva. That's why Rabbi Kiva is against the tana of the brisa. Yeah. So I think these are the. Yeah.
So according to that, they're not arguing Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer about what's considered a pri. Rabbi Kiva agrees that it's everything's a pri. There's not choshev enough to want anything.
According to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Eliezer, everything he. Everything up to olam, and not including olam, but everything down to olam is a pri. And if it's a pri, then it's a pri. Then it's be'etzim a pri. You learn it as dinei olam.
It's just a matter of chashivas that makes them not get high.
Right. There's not enough das.
Are we saying he's the same way? He just thinks that there's even less chashivas.
Right. And Rabbi Kiva's threshold for chashivas is higher. He thinks that even kafrisin and tamaris are like olam. They're also not choshev enough to be considered to be a pri at all. But for brachos, olam has been olam zebalei bracha.
They're a pri, but they don't have.
They're not a food. They're not edible. They're not so edible. So they're not. Since they're not edible, so they're not a pri either. If they're not a food, they're not a pri. No, they're be'etzim not a food. In hilchas brachos, they are a food because also olam has been olam zebalei bracha. But in hilchas orla and meiser, they're not a food. And if they're not a food, they're not a pri. So they don't have dinei. They don't have any. They don't have any. They don't have. They're not meiser. There's no dini orlan. There's no dini meiser. So now, if we go like this tour, so comes out lefi the tour, that the tamaris, the etzim are a pri ha'etz, they're a pri ha'ilon, they're not chashuv enough to warrant a bracha bar pri ha'etz, but they really are a pri ha'etz. We just don't bother to specify that because they're not so chashuv. So we only say bar pri adam. So now going back to the Goyin says that since we have a Sofik, if the Halacha is like a Kiva, like a Belozer, so you make a Bracha, Bari Pi Adama, because Sofik Bracha is Lahakal. It's Mashma, if Sofik Bracha would be Lahachmir, then you would have to make a Bari Pi Eitz. The question was, why in the world would you make a Bari, how could you make a Bari Pi Eitz? It could be that it's a Pri Adama, so how can you make a Bari Pi Eitz? The answer is, it really is a Bari Pi Eitz. Everything on the tree is a bari pri eitz. It all has dinei orla. It really is a bari pri eitz. Chazal just said that there's no chi of pirut. According to the Tana of the Braisa, Chazal said, according to it's a mechayk sab kiven belozer, but according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no chi of. Since Halacha might be like Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, everything that goes on the tree is be'etzim a pri'etz. In Hilchas Brachas, even the olam are a pri'etz. Everything that goes on the tree is a pri'etz. There's no tzad that something that goes on the tree is not a pri'etz. It's all a pri'etz. The reason why some parts of the tree are pri'etz, you make a bracha bari pri'etz, and some parts of the tree you make a bracha bari pi'adama, is because some parts of the tree, Chazal said, they're so chashuv, you should be mefarad that they're a pri'etz. And some parts of the tree are not so chashuv, and Chazal said, don't bother, just say bari pi'adama. The more generic bracha, because tiknu bracha chashuv l'dvarim chashuvim. The more chashuv the food is, the more you have to go out and be mefarit exactly what kind of food it is, and the foods that are less chashuv. Because I said you don't have to bother to be mefarit, and therefore you're not supposed to be mefarit. But now I have a sofik: is this a chashuv of food or not a chashuv of food? Because I have a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and a Belezer. Are the kafrisin more chashuv, less chashuv? I don't know if the kafrisin. They're for sure a pri'etz, but are they chosh enough to warrant saying that they're a pri'etz? are the chashan of to warrant being mefaret. So says the so the Bach says, no, you don't have to bother. Because the Bach says they're going, why don't you have to bother? Because since Sofek Brachas Lahakel, Sofek Brachas Lahakel includes the idea that if you're not sure if you have to bother to be mefaret, then you don't have to be mefaret. Because we're mekel in the chiyuv to be mefaret. But if Sofek Brachas would be lahachmir, then just like you would have to be machmir to make a bracha if you're not sure you made a bracha, you would have to be machmir to be mefaret if you're not sure whether or not you have to be mefaret. Going back, what was the original problem of the Gaon? The Gaon says, pshat in the bag, then a kafrisin you make a bari pri adama. Why do you make a bari pri adama? Why not a bari pri? After all, it's a machlekes tanoim whether the kafrisin or bari pri is a bari pri adama. So the Gaon says, because sofik brachas lakal. Kilos mashmo, that if we were machmir in sofik brachas, if brachas would like be a derais, then we'd be machmir in sofik brachas, then you would have to make a bari pri. How would you be able to make a bari pri? How could you be machmir to make a bari pri? Maybe it's really a bari pri, maybe it's really a pri adama and it's not a pri. The answer is, there's no tzad that it's not a pre-eitz. It's for sure a pre-eitz. There's a chi of arla on it. It's for sure a pre-eitz. It's for sure a pre-eitz. Even on the tomorrow, it's for sure a pre-eitz. There's no tzad that it's not a pre-eitz. There's a tzad that it's not a choshuv enough pre-eitz to mention that it's a pre-eitz. Well, here we have a suffix. I have a pre. It's definitely a pre-eitz. But I have a suffix whether it's choshev enough to warrant my saying that it's a pre-eitz, or since it's not so choshev, I can make the more generic and general bracha bari pi adama. Says the bag, you make a bari pi adama. Why do you make a bari pi adama? After all, if you're not sure if you should be mefaret or not, then be mefaret. Like, what does it hurt? It costs money to be mefaret. So the guy says, no, that's not the way it works. Suffix brachas lahakel. If you're not sure if you have to be mefaret, then it's a suffix brachas. It says feked rabbanan, and Chazal said that in all in dinei brachas. What you're not sure that you have to do, you don't have to do. And therefore you don't have to be, so you don't have to be mefar, that it's a bari pri, and just say that it's a bari pri adam.
The implication of that, meaning, like, if I want to be lachmir, I can say ha'eitz and kafrisin.
No, so I don't think it works the way. I think if you're not, I don't think you're even allowed to be lachmir. It's a little bit different than regular sofer brachas, because the regular sofer brachas, if you're going to be machmir, you're going to get into a bracha levatola. Here it's not going to be bracha levatola. Nonetheless, Chazal said that since it's a sofer, whether or not, the rule is if it's a sofer, whether or not to be mefar, then you're not mefar. And then sometimes it could even be in the shadow of an extra bracha, because what if I have in front of me kafrisin and a tomato? So if I want to, if you're going to make a bari pri, you're going to need two brachas. If you want to make a bari pi'etz in the kafrisin, you have to make two brachas. If you only make a bari pi'adam in the kafrisin, you only need to make one bracha. So of course, you don't always have a tomato with your kafrisin, but still, the rules are always uniform. You know, the rules are uniform. So the more general bracha will sometimes involve making less brachas. If we tell you don't have to be mefarad, some of this can save you brachas, because then if you're eating other foods with it that are not in the specific class but they're in the general class, then you won't have to make an extra bracha. So being mefarad sometimes demands an extra bracha. So when you don't have to be, when you're not sure if you have to be mefarat, then the rule is, then you're not mefarat. That's exactly what the Gaon says about kafrisin. Yeah, it's different, very different than the Ramban. I'm a Li, but it's hard for me to make the chesed right now. That it's more like the rush that olam are different because as opposed to the Ramban, that it's a special din of Maisa Yerek. That Maisa Yerek needs a bigger das than brachas. But I don't know. I'm not sure even myself if that really is true in Chesed or not. But I think there might be room to make a Chesed. Okay, but whatever. It's complicated enough the way it is. So, yeah.
Can we simplify the machlokas by just saying that machlokas is about between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, is just how do we define a pre, and Rabbi Eliezer is saying that it's about botanical classification, and Rabbi Akiva is saying Rabbi Eliezer.
Okay, so before I even make the cheshbon, before I even follow you into the cheshbon, that's a very I would be reluctant to go there altogether, because then we're making like a very big machlekes, a very general machlekes that has all kinds of ramifications without any grounds within the sugya itself. So I would be reluctant to even go there. I don't think we need it. I think that what was the try to do the minimal amount of chiddush. That Rabbi Lezer holds that up to the tamaris is chashuv, all the way down to the tamaris is chashuv enough to be a pri. And Rabbi Kiva holds only the avyanis is chashuv enough to be a pri. Lagabi dinei orla and dinei and lagabi orla and dinei lagabi orla and the meisim. Of course, for brachas, even down to the olam is a pri because also lahanis min olam is a belei bracha. That's where I see. That's where the rush kicks in over here. You know, that the Torah is going to need the rush. That if.
Levels of chashivas. There's chashivas to be a pri, and then another chashivas to be a pri that justifies I hate. Because according.
Right. There's one level of chashivas. What is the level of chashivas? I see. Is it edible? Yeah, I think they have different rules. I think that the chashivas of the issue that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer are discussing, the chashivas that we're talking about, when we're talking about, you know, why the olim not chayiv in meiser, or why does Rabbi Kiva think that nothing is chayiv in meiser except the avyonis, that's a chashivas that has to do with the intrinsic. I don't think it has anything with das. That's a chashivas that has to do with the etzim chashivas of the food. Is it edible or not? Rabbi Lezer thinks the olim are not so edible, so that can't be a pri. And Rabbi Kiva thinks only the avyonis are edible enough to be a pri, and nothing else is chashivas is edible enough to be a pri. And the chashivas in brachas is the chashivas of notin sheyadayta d'hochi. Where the Gemara says that the primary das is notin sheyadayta d'pircha. But the Gemara says that the secondary das is notin sheyadayta d'shusa, and that includes the olam too. I think it's two different kinds of chashivas. So, and in Hilchas brachas, since also honest min olam is ebelei bracha, so the threshold for being edible is all the way down. But there's still the issue of notin sheyadayta d'hochi. And that's, there we have these two levels of bari peis and bari pi adama. There's one more shita over here in Rishayim. I mean, there's many shitas, but there's one more shita here in the Ramban, which is the Ravid. The Ramban brings a Ravid. The Rashba also brings this Ravid. That the Ravid paskin, that Kafrisin, not like the Bach, the Ravid paskin, the Kafrisin are very pre-aids. Right? Tosis also paskins Kafrisin are very pre-aids, but Tosis paskins Kafrisin are very pre-aids because he thinks Taloch is entirely like Rabbi Lezer. But the Ravid says kafrisin a bari preitz, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees kafrisin a bari preitz. They don't have dinei orla, but for brachas is a bracha, but the bracha is bari preitz. So the shayla Ravid is twofold. First of all, what's the svara? If it's a bari preitz, then why does it not have dinei orla? And number two, the Ramban asks in the Ravid, it's against the Gemara, because the Gemara says the Rabbi Yehuda Merav, that their Rav was not noig orla in the kafrisin. And the Gemara asked on Rav from the Brisa that the kafrisin are bari pri'etz. What's the kasha? For brachas it's a bari pri'etz, but for olah it's not. Right? The Rav is mamish against the Gemara entirely. So I'm not going to say teretz for the Rav right now, but I'm left to chew on. But just what the direction probably has to be. Is like a question like this. We're like, even how do you start to think about it? The Ravid seems to be mamish against the Gemara. The Ravid says even Rabbi Akiva, who says that kafrisin do not have dinei orla, but their bracha is bari preitz. So charis against the Gemara, because the Gemara said Rabbi Yehuda Merav was ochelas a kafrisin zorikas avyanis ochelas a kafrisin. And the Gemara asks on him from the brisa that you make a bari preitz in the kafrisin. So you see the Gemara thinks that the two things can't go together. You can't say that there's no Arla and the Kafisin if the Bracha is Bari Pi'etz. And the Rav comes and tells me that actually that's the way it is. There's a Bracha and the Kafisin. There's no Arla and the Kafisin, but the Bracha is still Bari Pi'etz. So some of the direction is going to have to be that the Gemara's that something changes after the Gemara answers Hu D'Amar Rabbi Akiva. That after the Gemara answers Hu D'Amar Rabbi Akiva, So the Gemara initially thought that the two things are antithetical. You can't have no Arla and the Kafrisin and still have a Bracha Bari Pi'etz. But after the Gemara answers Hu D'Amar Rabbi Akiva, then that turns around. And now it's no longer antithetical. But that obviously is going to be a Hezbollah. But I think with some of these ideas that we've been working with, so maybe there's room to construct something for the Ravid as well. Okay, we'll stop here. So we'll have to Chazmu now. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So this allows you to think about it.